Chapter 7.
Yeah.
Okay, Pledge of Allegiance first.
Yeah.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
7:06 p.m.
Thanks for holding the flag, Ron.
Oh, that's right. Anytime.
I use the flag that's behind Mark in the picture. That helps me.
I like
roll call, please, Karen.
Andy Cota.
Here.
Ron Sill.
Here.
Bruce Sill. John Bittman.
Here.
Sal Fraschino. Heather Buten.
Here.
And we have a vacancy still from the Board of Taxation.
Okay. We'll move on to additions or deletions and acceptance of the agenda. Do we have any additions or deletions?
Actually, I have two.
What do you got?
Okay, number one, which we just talked about, basically, appointment of the tax board member. And the second one is how are we going to get about meeting in person?
That's when Bruce comes.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, John, with that meeting in person, I talked to Mark a couple of weeks ago, and I think they're almost ready to go, but I'm not sure that they have everything set up just yet.
Meeting for 7 months in person.
Right.
Yeah, but they must be not doing it with the video too, because I think that's what their intent is for the meetings, is that there would be video also.
Going to wait for that. It'll be another year.
Yeah. I was going to say, what I'm thinking is maybe we start meeting in person and we also put it on the Zoom.
Right. I think that's what the intent was. I'm pretty sure that last time I spoke to Mark about that was the intent. So, okay. So
this is the only board that doesn't meet in person in the city.
Is that right?
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Planning and zoning does not either.
Oh, they don't?
No, and so, ZBA didn't have a meeting, they didn't either.
So what do we want to do? We want to put that on the agenda then?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would, just okay. Because I wanted to, you know.
So you're making a motion to add to the agenda appointment of tax board member and in-house meetings, right, John?
Correct.
Okay. Then we'll make that 8 and 9 then, right? Is that correct, Karen?
8A and
8B. 8A and 8B. Okay. Okay, good.
I brought very that good to the mayor about filling the position.
I don't know
how many times.
All right. Okay, we have the next thing on the agenda is acceptance of the minutes of March 13th, 2023. Has everybody had a chance to read them over?
Hope they be accepted as presented.
Okay. Motion by Ron. Second?
I'll second it.
John, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So moved. Public portion. Do we have anybody from the public? I don't see any names or anything up there from the public. So I guess we move on to the correspondence. Dennis, do we have any correspondence?
Negative.
No correspondence. And I don't have any. I don't know if anybody else has any. I guess we're moving right down to the director's report. Dennis, I guess you're up at bat already.
Thank you very much. Hello, everybody.
What's up, Dennis?
Okay, hello. Hey, Karen, I don't ever need an agenda because I memorize from month to month. Right. I can score 6 months, but don't worry about me. And our chairman, what did he say his name was? Where we're at it. Anyway, okay, let's start with Little League, who had their opening day this past weekend, and they got a beautiful week for their first week of play. Little League.
Little League?
Derby. Yeah. They had their opening day, and
Kenny told me to bring the fire truck up Little League opening day, the 22nd of April.
Uh-oh.
Did they move it?
Yeah, he just told me Saturday. They have asked me if I can get the fire truck to come up April 22nd for opening day.
Oh. Oh.
Okay, so they must have. Yeah, all right. So they must. I didn't make it, obviously, because it wasn't even there. They must have moved a date. I think they're playing regular season games. I hope they are, but maybe they're not. I don't. You know.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Can I start over, Ann? I'm going to start over. Anyway,
all right.
Listen, it's a great week for Little League. Whatever they're doing, okay. If they're playing games, it's beautiful out. I talked about Pop Warner possibly having a flag program. I haven't heard anything from them this past month. It's a tough thing to do. It's off season. You know, the numbers that we have in our town, that may not come to fruition. Good luck with it, but I haven't heard anything in the past 4 weeks. Okay, so the community center continues to be steady, doing swim lessons, a real lot of them. And we also rent the gym and doing quite well with our revenue this year. we're up over the $70,000 mark for the year, and we got 2.5 months to go. So we're going to do rather well for us. Our ball fields are in great shape. Public Works did a real good job getting things situated last week. They came out really good. So at Bradley School, we've got Derby Middle School playing girls and boys at Bradley School. We've got the firemen playing on Monday nights at Bradley School. The firemen will not come to Payton Field until we're done with the high school season. We're just too busy.
It
works out rather well. But we are, you know, we're busy at Payton, and they wait. They wait until we're done. And then they'll play at Payton for at least 2 months. So they get plenty of play there. I presented our budget to the Board of Apportionment and Taxation. I think that went well. I don't know our fate, and I won't for a while, or we won't for a while, but I did present it about a week and a half ago. Whittick Park, we've got 3 adult soccer teams playing their home games at Whittick Park. As well as our Derby U soccer program, which is 2 nights a week. And we also have an adult men's team practicing there. So Whittick Park is a pretty busy place in itself this season. Okay, so starting to get our summer camp program off the ground. I learned that my director from last year is returning, which is huge for me. So that's a great help coming into this season. We plan on, I haven't set a date for start because the 4th of July, we normally start around the 4th of July. The 4th of July is on a Tuesday. So I really don't know what to do. Do I start before the 4th of July or do I start after? The kids are going to get out of school like a month before we even start the program. So they're going to be sitting for a little bit no matter what. But that's a little dilemma that I got. I got to figure out. But I have my director back, and thank you very much for that. That's a great help. What else do I have?
Dennis, are you hearing anything on the capital plan?
No, I'm not.
Nothing, huh? Who is supposed to be working on that, do you know?
So my understanding is the struggle was to create a committee, capital plan committee. apparently they're apparently, I don't really know for sure, but apparently they're struggling to get people to volunteer and come in and do this work. It's okay with me a little bit because, you know, I still got some things going on at the community center that aren't on that list that I think are going to be on that list. So the time is okay for me because I need to add some things to it. But that's my understanding. Okay. Now the money, you know, the COVID money runs out, you know, but it's not running out for, I don't know the dates, but we're talking like years, I think. And not maybe one or two more years. I don't know. But, you know, there is time to use that money. But that time does end. And I very sincerely believe that, you know, we will not permit that money to not be used. You know, I know that Parks and Rec, you know, we've got like four things that are substantial for us that we're hoping for.
Okay.
I don't have anything else. Unless there's questions for me, I don't have anything else to
What about the fee schedule for Payton? Did that die because there's no committees on the Board of Aldermen? Is that what happened?
Yeah, because we forwarded our recommendations, Ron.
Yeah.
And we're waiting form a committee or something so they can make a decision.
Yeah, I thought that was it because since he disbanded the committees, there's nothing getting done there on that front. You know, it's too bad.
Yeah.
Even the okay and the beer and the wine, I don't think that ever got okay, right?
No, that was all part of our proposals.
Right, yeah.
And we were hoping that we could get that done so that...
They started with a separate committee then, you're right, but I don't think they ever had a meeting in the... They didn't really finalize who was on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought a committee was put in place, but I haven't heard anything, certainly lately, for sure.
Yeah,
I know that. They had a couple of the aldermen on the committee. Rob Hyder was on it, I think. Maybe Sarah was on it.
Was on that, too.
Oh, yeah, you're right, yeah.
And, John, you were on that also, technically, right?
Yeah, down for it.
Yeah, I asked for it, but I haven't heard anything.
Yeah
right, sure. Okay. Well, I guess we're going to have to take a look at that then, because...
Yeah, it's a shame.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess we can... thank you, Dennis, appreciate the work you're doing.
Okay.
So I guess we'll move on then. There's no high school athletic director present. So we'll move on to 8A, appointment of tax board member. John, that was your baby. What's your proposal?
Let we send a letter to the mayor and ask him to get a member, you know, from the tax board that we're being, you know, that we can't handle, or we don't have, you know, the full board.
Yeah, it's close to getting a quorum.
I have a question. Does it have to be a tax board? I mean, we kind of think that really doesn't really matter anymore.
I don't know if that's a charter thing.
Okay.
I don't remember if it's listed in the charter. It might be.
Yeah, you know what? It probably is.
Yeah, I think that's why you had that one.
I think so.
But yeah, we got so many boards that are short of
members. Just thinking it would be easier to find somebody if they didn't have to limit it
right.
to the pool of those persons. I think that committee is struggling as well, like every one of them, apparently.
There's so many vacancies on committees, even the Elderly Commission down the Senior Center. We've had a vacancy for 2 years.
Yeah, that's too bad. But, John, what we'll do is Dennis, you go up to the office frequently, right, with your paperwork. You suppose you could talk with the mayor, see what his suggestion
is? I'm sorry I haven't. I think I've said it like three meetings in a row that I would, and I apologize.
Oh, no, that's okay. No, what I'm asking you to do is if you get a chance to speak to him. And as a follow-up with what John is saying right now, that – if they require a letter from us, requesting that if that's a position that needs to be filled as a tax board member, we could send a letter if the verbal aspect of you asking him does not work, or if he would like a letter requesting that. We could go either way. If you could speak to him first, let me know what he says. If he says he wants to request a written document, we'll get him one. If otherwise, we'll have to just wait for the appointment, I guess, right?
Well, he's got so many vacancies on so many committees, like I was saying, and I brought this up several times too. So people to get volunteers today, it's tough.
Yeah, well, I thought originally that they had problems because of COVID, but you know, pretty much, I think that's gone by. All right. Well, that's what we'll do for now. Does that sound all right to you, John?
That's fine by me.
All right. And then we'll do a follow-up. I'll double check with Dennis to see what the mayor had to say. Okay. So with that said, we can move on to 8B, in-house meetings. If everybody's on board with it, and it's fine with me. I was kind of hoping that if it was an issue that they wanted to have us online also, then we could have it that way. We did have a meeting in the past. We, when we went up to the Payton Field, and that was fine. So, but I think they want most of the meetings to occur at the City Hall though, right?
I would say, yeah. Probably.
Yeah. So why don't we move towards having an in-house meeting for the next meeting? Will everybody think that that's a good idea?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. I don't think we need a vote for that. I just think that we just change where we are.
And if you can't make it, you can always call in.
Yeah.
Either way.
In the meantime, if there's a way that we can have the public online at the same time, we'll do it. If not, we'll just make sure our minutes are up to speed, and we'll put them in as quick as we can.
Well, we can still do a Zoom call, right?
Yeah, you can call it.
Yeah, sure.
We did
that at the last meeting, Heather, remember?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So at the next meeting, Karen, what we'll do is we'll post at the meeting to be at the City Hall.
Last meeting, we got a little creative and I just put my phone out there.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say, I'll bring mine.
Well, whatever works for you is okay. Sure. As long as we list where we're going to be so the public knows, I think that's the main thing.
Yeah, I'll have to get with Mark and just work out the specifics, or maybe you can talk with him. I'm thinking now he's able to just log in like this. I don't think he wants to be down at City Hall at 7 o'clock at night.
Oh, well, I don't blame him.
That's fine.
Mark could, yeah, he could definitely log in. We did that when we were up at Payton Field. It worked fine. Heather, I believe, was one of the people.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Mark was not connected to it at all. I just got the recording down to him after the fact.
Is there Wi-Fi though at City Hall? Does City Hall have Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Then you should be fine just to bring a laptop down.
Ron, right. if you guys had a video running when you're doing it, so people are online at your meetings.
Yeah, that don't come, even the Board of Aldermen, there's phones on the table.
Oh, okay.
That's it. But
nobody plugs a laptop in?
I thought the public was on there. I have to ask Mark. I don't know.
We'll check with Mark on that so we can get that squared away. I know Ronnie's been asking for it and John has been. So I think we're probably pretty safe right now to go ahead and have the meetings, unless there's something that we don't know about.
Safe as we're ever going to be, probably.
But we did okay with the last meeting. It was good that everybody was in the same room. It worked out well.
Yeah.
The only thing is that we have to make sure that Bruce comes.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, after 3 years of shutting him out, I think he would finally like the show.
Oh, that would be excellent. So start warming him up.
That was his one meeting he made.
That's right. He did make that one. Okay. All right. So that'll be the thing. We'll go there. I have an art show on Saturday. If anybody wants to come, stop by and see us.
Good for you.
I think you'll find it to be interesting. I think my work is very unique.
You're a unique person. I'll go agree with that. Sure.
I think you'll find that it is based on something, believe it or not. It might look a little abstract to some people, but I have a series of ways for people to view it so they understand understand some of them a little better. And I think they'll enjoy it. They'll have fun with it because you can look at the art pieces from more than one perspective. And when you read the guidelines, you'll understand what I mean. So if you get a chance, stop by. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I have about 30 pieces.
What time is it?
From noon till 7 o'clock. Oh. And we have a free drawing for one of the smaller carvings. So,
I'll try to make it.
So we'll have some refreshments. I think anybody that goes there will find it's unique.
For sure.
I give you credit.
Listen, it helps if you read some of Andy's books.
Now, wait a minute now. You know, I read my books too, and they're not too bad.
From an unbiased opinion, yeah.
I read them too, and they were great.
All righty. All right. So I guess that's pretty much it. So I don't see anything else under new business or anything like that. Anybody else have anything?
No, we'll just keep plugging along and find out about the things we brought up tonight. Maybe we can get
Karen, yeah, it would be nice if we could get it. My understanding was that they were lacking the ability to have a tax board member for some reason. I don't know if they don't have a full tax board or what. I'm not sure right now. Yeah, but we'll double check that with Mark. He's pretty on top of that. So
that was meeting 2 weeks ago too, and a lot of people were there and they didn't get a quorum.
All right. Oh yeah. Well, that could be a problem. All right. So if there's nothing else, do we have a motion for adjournment?
Motion to adjourn at 7:28.
And I'll second that.
Yep, we got a second. Yep. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Does this set the record?
Yeah, I guess it does.
It was 7:26 last week.
Yeah, we didn't have a lot of stuff, but I suspect that as time goes on,
I think
on,
it was
we'll
quicker than last week. Yeah. Or last month. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Take care.